During Lent, when observant Catholics eat fish instead of red meat, many Mexicans and Mexican-Americans make a feast out of sea turtles. It's such a popular meal that, by some estimates, 35,000 sea turtles are killed each year in the waters off Baja California to meet the demand. Now, conservationists in Southern California and Mexico say the killing should stop. They argue that the turtles are an endangered species, not a fish. They're even asking the Pope to help them out. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from the California-Mexico border.
Barbecued, boiled, or stuffed into tacos, there are different ways to make a meal out of sea turtles. At an open-air seafood market in downtown Tijuana, Manuel Denis explains how to prepare the most popular dish, sea turtle soup.
Sí, porque hay que quitarle toda la carne, asarla, luego desmenuzarla, y luego volverla otra vez a freír en la concha.
Denis says the turtle meat is grilled and seasoned with spices, boiled with tomatoes and onions in a broth for 7 hours, then served right in its own shell.
Ah, sí, tiene bastante grasa, tiene mucho aceite. Tiene demasiado aceite.
The soup is greasy and oily, he admits, and the meat is chewy and pungent. According to Mexican folklore, sea turtles are a tonic and an aphrodisiac. Denis brags about having chopped off a sea turtle's flipper to drink the fresh blood, a ritual said to increase virility. But poaching, selling, and eating sea turtle meat is illegal in Mexico and in the U.S., with penalties of up to 12 years in jail. In a driveway a few feet away, Charlie Berumen unloads a refrigerated truck filled with seafood and ice. He says sea turtles, caguama as they're known, are available on the black market. Getting caguama is just like buying drugs, Berumen says. It's illegal, but if you have enough money and you know who to ask, you can buy it from middlemen on the beach, on the streets, or at fancy restaurants. The going price in Mexico these days is 400 pesos, or $20, a pound, making sea turtle feasts a luxury for the well-to-do on both sides of the border. Conservationist Aaron Quintanar says the demand is highest right now, around Semana Santa, or Holy Week.
It's so ingrained, like that, yes, you know, this is part of our culture, this is what we love, this is what our family does, particularly during Easter week. People in Mexico abstain from eating red meat, turn to seafood, and what happens is, there's a mistaken belief on that a turtle is a fish. A turtle is a reptile and therefore is red meat and not appropriate for Easter meals.
Quintanar works with the Wild Coast International Conservation Team based in San Diego. Quintanar says despite decades of trying to protect sea turtles and their eggs, the population has been dwindling.
There will be between 5,000 and 7,000 sea turtles slaughtered to meet demand in Tijuana, Mexicali, Ensenada, and then we have reports that it's crossing the border to San Diego and Los Angeles.
Some local fishermen in Baja are banding together as the Grupo Tortuguero to go after poachers and monitor sea turtles that travel there from around the world to spawn. To curb demand, the group and the Wild Coast team are running public service announcements throughout Southern California and into Tijuana over the airwaves of Radio Latina.
California y Baja California son el hogar de varias especies de tortugas en peligro de extinción.
Yo que soy pescador, les pido simplemente no se las coman.
The spots urge listeners in the Californias not to eat the endangered sea turtles. To spread the word even more, Wild Coast has written to Pope John Paul II, asking him to declare that sea turtles are meat, not fish. So far, there's been no response from the Vatican, but sea turtle defenders are praying the Pope delivers the message when he visits Mexico City in June. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Tijuana.